No. Different thing.
Like what?
Like the boogeyman and the devil.
Okay.
Well,
the boogeyman and the devil, the same thing. Are they different?
I don't think they were meant to be the same thing.
Okay. I always thought they were different too. Mm-hmm.
What are some other names for the devil? Satan.
What?
Satan.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
What is it that people sometimes think they see around the graveyard?
Ghosts.
Okay. What else would you call them?
Spirits.
Okay. Anything else? What would you call a house that had that kind of thing in it?
A haunted house.
Okay. Somebody might say, you better put a sweater on. It's getting chilly.
Getting kind of chilly.
Okay. And if you have a choice, you might say, I'd do this than that.
I'd rather do this than that.
Okay. What do you say to a friend who you haven't seen him for some time? How do you express your feeling about seeing him when you're really glad to see him?
There's so many ways to express your feelings. So
pick one.
My, it's good to see you.
Okay. Say somebody owns 500 acres. You'd say that's a of land.
It's a lot of land.
Okay. Have you heard the expression "right smart"?
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you use that in a sentence? Would you?
I don't use it.
You don't use it.
All
right. If you wanted to express agreement with somebody stronger than just by saying yes, what would you say?
An agreement?
Yeah, like I might say, you are going, aren't you? Okay. And I might say, can you really do that? And you might say, I can.
Repeat it.
I might say, can you really do that? And you'd say, I can.
I sure can.
Okay. If you wanted to be polite to somebody, an older adult or a person in a position of authority or some sort like that, what would you say, or would you say anything besides just yes and no?
I said yes, sir.
And?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
It's just me.
Okay. I need to get there.
Drive out in Kenwood. And those big houses started down. I've been there for years. They built a new addition there. And so a lady lived down the street, and a friend of mine worked for her, and she'd always say, ooh, that lady likes to have twins. Uh-huh. And she did, too. And I would say the same thing about her, and we both had twins.
Right.
And she had twin girls. Funny. Who were born about 2 weeks before mine was born. She would always tell the lady, I call her Miss Myers, she said, oh, that girl likes to have twins. Uh-huh. I said, you can tell her she likes to have twins, too. Well, this thing worked out, and she had twins, too, twin girls, and I had a boy and a girl. About 2 weeks later, she had a twin.
Really?
Barbara has twin sisters.
Huh.
Barbara has twin sisters.
I didn't know that.
They are not quite a year older than them. They were born in October the 31st, and these kids were born the next year in September. They're almost a year older.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, they're the second older children, because their mother has 6 children, too.
Is that
right? We used to kid about it. Every time, if I get ahead of her, his husband always said, well, you can always be one ahead of me. He said, if you don't ever have another one, you're going to be one ahead of me. And they had their last one before I had my last one. So the youngest one is older than my youngest one, so they got out ahead of me.
Uh-huh.
It feels funny. We do that all the time. So, well, you can always be one ahead of me, because you don't ever have another one. You're going. So we just went this back and forth before we finished having our children. We all had spilled as a
leech.
And Barbara, she's just 4 months older than my oldest boy.
Uh-huh.